Oh, your house has the exact same layout as mine. Yeah, well, it makes sense since we live right next door to each other. So, I've been meaning to tell you, the first time that I saw you, it was when you had moved in and a branch from our tree fell right over your fence. And I loved it when you were yelling at Chris about it, and he was saying that, oh, it's not our fault. We don't need to do anything. And then you started threatening him, and I don't know why that was so hot to me. And I remember while you were threatening him, you threatened that you were gonna go fuck me. Oh, you don't know how much that pissed him off. But he couldn't do anything because he's a fucking coward. So he was just standing there like, And then you come over, you walk around, come up our driveway, and it seems like you're gonna fight him. And I'm like, oh my God, I just got so wet when that happened. Oh God. Oh, he really is a coward. He is. And you just like put him in his place. And oh, that's just what he, Ugh, I'd say that's what he needs, but no, it's not. I just, what I want is for him to be like you, to be dominant and just take what you want. And I don't know, it was hot. It was really, really hot. That's the question. Yeah, I did touch myself thinking about it. So my first time seeing you and my first time falling for you. Well, no, he's always like that. He's a coward. And I'm the one who has to take charge with everything. I have to take charge in the bedroom. Ugh, not much happens there. He's got the smallest fucking dick. And he just, again, I have to take charge. And that's not what I want. What I want is I just want a guy to take charge of me and just use his big dick on me. And that's what I've been craving, and that's not what I've been getting. And so I haven't been happy in this marriage. I haven't, and oh, sorry, I'm just rambling on and on. Okay, I'll go on. So yeah, I mean, we just married young. That's what happened. And I thought I was in love, and then it all just kind of wore away, and we've stayed together, and he's a pushover. He's just a pushover. That's not what I want. As I said, I just want someone to take control and to take control of me and you. Well, I've been thinking about you being that guy. Oh, you've had fantasies about me? Fucking the coward's life. I love it. Well, do you want to? I'm serious. You can fuck me. That would be all right. All right, well, I do know the layout of your house. So, well, you know what? No. Take me to your bedroom. I don't need to lead anymore. What am I doing? See? Oh, right over your shoulder. Okay. Onto the bed. Oh, okay. Off the bed, on my knees. Perfect. Let me get your pants off. Actually, wait. Can we tape this? Because I want him to see this. And I want him to see what happens when I have a guy who takes fucking control and isn't a pushover and a fucking coward and just a limp dick. Okay, good. Here. Use my phone. I'm gonna put it up against the alarm clock and videotape this. He needs to see. All right, so wait, let me pause it. I just okay, yep, yeah, okay, I don't need to yeah. Don't need to tell you what to do. All right, play. Oh, pushing me down, okay. Lay down your pants. Okay, I'll go deeper. A whole thing? Okay. Pushing me down. Okay. Your mouth feels amazing. Oh, even he can't do that with his mouth, and oh, he's been trying for years, and he hasn't figured out how to do it. Oh. Too. Didn't even have to tell you to do that. Okay. Oh. I've never done that in my life. Oh, did you see that, Chris? Did you see that? Okay. Okay. Okay, I got an idea. I got an idea. Okay. I'm gonna bend over the bed. And I want you to take me in the ass. Chris, I'd never let you do that, huh? Never, ever. Well, you wanted to. Yeah, I know, but I'm gonna let a real man do it with his huge cock. Oh, show him your cock. Show him your cock. Look how much bigger it is. Oh, this thing's gonna ruin me. It's gonna destroy me. All right. Okay. You just like, you gonna spit on it? Or, okay. Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, can you do it? Oh! Shit. Okay. I'm turning me into a butt slut. Oh, look at your wife. Just getting reamed from the behind. Oh, yeah. To it, aren't you? You're not even gonna yell at me or try to take me for yourself, are you? No, you're not gonna do that. You're too much of a fucking wuss. Oh, know what? Maybe this video can go on Facebook. I'll pinch my nipples. And then all your family and friends can see how you're not satisfying me. Oh, you suck, and you can't even please your wife. Shouldn't that be a marital duty? And everyone who might end up watching this, look at what a filthy fucking slut I am, and I love it. I'm cheating on my husband. But come on, he had it coming, and there must be a reason why, right? Can't even fucking satisfy me. He's such a fucking doormat. He's not a real man at all. Not like this guy. Not like this guy, no. I show the camera that, huh? How that come leaking out of my ass. I'm just gonna bend over for it. Now that I think about it, I should have been on the floor on all fours. That might have made for a little bit better of a video, but you know what? This is good too. I've become such a butt slut. Chris, you always wanted to do that. You always wanted to try it, huh? But you never took the initiative, so you never got to. You know what? I just had the best idea. You know how you can show them what a better man you are and what an alpha you are? What if, at the company party, at his work party, I can get you in? You start a fight with him, and you show how he can't fight and how you can overpower him so easily. What a coward he is. And how he can't even throw a punch. And then he's not going to get that promotion that he's up for. Oh, that would be the best. Oh, I hope you enjoy this, Chris. Bye for now. Oh, can we do this again, please? I've never been fucked like that. Never. I gotta go. I gotta make a whole bunch of cupcakes for the PTA thing tomorrow. All right, I had a really good time. Okay. Yeah, I'll just walk myself out, okay. All right, bye. Thanks.